Welcome to a new segment on 15-Minute History called Thursday Thoughts. Every other week, I'm going to speak about a person, event, or place in history in 5 minutes or less. This is just another opportunity for us to get more content to you, our outstanding audience. So here we go. Recently, our refrigerator broke down. Not sure about all of you, but that's the kind of thing that makes my blood run cold, pun intended. Upon realizing the temperature was 55 and rising, I immediately pulled the vitals out, like the beer, and threw them into a cooler, before calling a repair shop. It turned out to be a bad fan motor, which on a fridge that's less than 3 years old is actually pretty common. Special thanks to the government regulators who contributed to the quality of such products declining over time. It's real awesome sauce to have to pay more for something you just purchased. Truly a joy. But hey, I digress. Seeing the broken motor, I asked how it worked, and with the explanation came a wave of thankfulness for the engineering, assembly, and technology we take for granted every day. Our fridge, the brand and model of which I am happy to mention if the company wants to sponsor us, was built on an assembly line. The assembly line was created by Henry Ford in 1908, and like all of you, I still benefit from this invention today. The innovation of the moving assembly line in 1908 was a turning point for modern industry and society as a whole. It changed the way every industry saw and evaluated labor, and provided a process that through specialized divisions, individual workers could increase their output. The core concept was simple: a conveyor belt carrying a car frame past stations where workers perform specific tasks. This drastically increased efficiency. Cars like the Model T, once a luxury, became affordable for the average person. Mass production led to a dramatic price drop from around $850 to a mere $260 by 1924. This affordability sparked a cultural shift. Cars were no longer just for the wealthy. The concept of personal mobility became a reality, impacting everything from leisure activities to city development. Suburbs boomed as people could live farther from work. Road networks expanded to accommodate the growing number of vehicles and the needs of drivers. The assembly line ushered in an era of mass production across all industries, from electronics to appliances, including my fridge, and efficient production became the norm. This fueled economic growth, it ushered in new hireable skill sets, and created new job opportunities. As mentioned in our Adam Smith podcast, repetitive tasks and efficiency gained within an assembly line also has a downside. They lead to worker fatigue and monotony. This requires some workers to find value elsewhere, such as in their hobbies, relationships, or community. Thankfully, the diversified job market provides options for those who, due to the monotony, want something more in their work. In short, people who don't like it can use their off time to gain skills in other areas that they would find more rewarding until they are able to leave their work on the assembly line. Henry Ford's assembly line left an indelible mark. It established the foundation for a modern manufacturing practice, shaped consumer culture, and continues to influence how we live life every day. It affects and touches almost every aspect of our lives, from the cars we drive to the phones we somehow cannot live without. It also includes our refrigerators, which are really awesome when they work.
Thank you for joining us for Thursday Thoughts. Send us your questions about this topic at 15minutehistory@gmail.com. See you next week.